B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Earlier, we were talking about taking a break in a relationship, but like taking like a legit break, not like, oh, we broke up and 5 years later, we got back together, it was meant to be. No, I'm talking about taking a break and being like, we're taking a break and we're setting these rules and we're going to reevaluate all that crap. And somebody on the phone right now actually did that or is doing that. Currently, you're on a break. And do you want us to say your real name or do you want to go with a different name, madam?
Different name is good.
Okay. You sound like a Lisa.
We'll call you. Lisa sounds good.
All right. We're going to call you Lisa. So Lisa, we were talking about taking a break in your relationship. Are you actually doing it? Because I'm gonna judge it.
Yeah, so my husband and I are actually on a break right now in our relationship, yes.
So you're married?
Yes.
And who was the one that said to the other, we need to take a break?
It was me. Our arguing had just gotten a little bit out of control, and nothing had been working to make it better. And so I said, I think that I need to move out. And that's what I did.
Wait, you moved out?
Yes, I moved out. I said, I basically like laid out what the goal was while I was gone, what I wanted to be different, what we were supposed to work on while I was not living in the house. And that's exactly what I did.
So break down your rules for the break.
We have to work on ourselves. So basically we have to actually be doing things towards becoming better people. So like tangible things that the other person can see. For example, reading a self-help book, something like that.
Okay.
No dating other people. That's, you know, I agree. That's not really a break.
Nah.
The breakup.
That's not a fun break.
No dating other people. And we still stay in communication. So, mm-hmm. You know, I don't. It's not like we're not talking or anything like that.
Do you still make sweet love to each other?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, if the need comes up, yes.
Okay. So you still
Do you guys go on dates and like see each other all the time and stuff?
Yep, we still go on dates.
Is that really a break then? Well, she moved out.
In the beginning, the dates were difficult. Like in the beginning, we would still argue, but after a while, it started to get better.
Well, okay.
Damn.
First of all, where did you move to when you moved out?
A friend's house.
And now at what point are you guys going to reevaluate and consider getting back together or not?
So because I was the one that initiated, I said when I started to see the things that I, like the changes that I wanted, you know, less arguing, more patience, et cetera, that I would know that maybe it was time to come back. So if I start to see it, my plan is to like talk again, and decide, do we think it's, you know, a good time for me to move back in? How will things be different?
Okay.
And really, I really need to evaluate if it's a good idea because I don't want things to go back to the way they were.
Okay. What happens if you find out he had a slip? Maybe he messed around with someone, like it was just one time.
Perhaps
like,
your sister went over to console him, and next thing you know, he's in her mouth.
Is that something you would tolerate or...
I don't know. I would not tolerate that, no. I would consider that cheating.
Mm. Now, what if when you finally say to him, hey, you know what, I feel like we're ready to get back together, I'm moving in tomorrow. What if he says, actually, I rather enjoy dating you and not seeing you every day in the house. Can we keep it like this?
Right.
You know, I was afraid at first that might happen, but as the weeks have gone on, it doesn't seem like that's the case. It seems like he misses me more.
Okay.
So I think we passed that, but in the beginning, I was actually really worried. And part of it is like, you know, if us taking a break leads to us saying like we're happier without each other, then we shouldn't be together in the first place.
Wow, that is a
good point.
So mature.
You know, it's making a lot of sense.
Yeah. I don't believe you.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.